The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Savannah Armstrong. She and her husband, Nick, started Lemon and Love Cleaning Club, which I think I love. I'm not sure. But they started officially in December of 2019. They served the Birmingham, Alabama area with residential cleaning services. We are going to start with, there's so much. But first, what does officially started mean? I'm dying to hear your definition of that.
Okay. Well, if officially means our license, that would be August 2020. 2020. But officially, as far as my mind was set that I was going to make it a business, it was December 2019. So we had just some family struggles, and I started cleaning. I've been cleaning since I was like 12, like knocking on neighbors' doors with a broom, trying to clean. Me and my sisters would do it. And so in December, I had gained a lot of clientele, and my husband was just like, why don't we just kind of push? And I was scared. And so we just pushed, and that's when it really took off, was December. And that's when I'll say we officially started.
So I don't get a vote, but if I did, for all y'all out there, when someone gives you money to perform a service and you perform that service and you keep that money or for a product, mm-hmm. that's when your business started. So I'm going to say, I don't know how old you are, but we'll say 22. Mm-hmm. So this thing's been a business for 10 years. If you've been cleaning for money since you were 12, that is my two cents.
Yeah. Oh, I'm 29, but
oh, really? All right. Well, you had four kids. So I was like, but yeah, I never want to say 29. You're like, I'm 23. I started when I was 16.
No, you're good. No, you're good. No.
And by the way, I feel like I'm always safe with 22. With any woman of any age, if I go 22, rarely am I going to get, because a 17-year-old is going to be like, oh, I'm glad I look old and sophisticated. Yeah. A 30-year-old's like, I'll take 22.
I will.
And before we started recording, Savannah shares she got two boys and two girls. So if any of you guys are like, well, I'm busy, you don't understand my life, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, four kids. And that, what are their ages?
8, 6, 5, and 3.
So that is not like the easy, like four kids, like 27, 22, 23, and 19. That's a whole different kettle of fish that Susanna's got to cook. And are you done? Will there be a fifth Armstrong?
We're done. No, okay. We're done. We are done. We homeschool them, and we homeschool them while we were doing the business and everything. And so that, thankfully, that was my husband a whole lot. And so, yeah, we're busy.
So I love Hate You, by the way. Anyone that has a business, homeschools their kids, has four kids, I'm like, you're doing the Lord's work. But I hate that, because I have one kid and we can't even homeschool, choose not to, because it would be just, you're like my hero. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
All right. Holy crap. By the way, usually I'll ask the person, hey, what question do you have for me before we start? Just so I can make sure it's like kind of a good question for the air and we have an answer. Does it make sense? Because I'm an idiot. I got so charmed by Savannah's accent, her story, and her hubby and her kids, completely forgot. So we will find Savannah's question together. She wrote it on the sheet. First time I looked at it. Training employees to clean up to standard. Is that, you probably filled out the sheet a couple of days ago. Is that still what you're looking for help on?
That is, but also we are really interested in moving, opening up a second location down in Florida. And we're like, my husband, the go-getter, he's like, we're doing it, let's do it. And so that's something else that I'm nervous about, but excited, because I know we can do it. It's just going to be a lot of, you know, new things.
So we'll start with the first one. If we have time, we'll hit on the second one. How's that sound?
That's perfect.
All right. And by the way, for those of you that are on the podcast, not on the video, Savannah's got a full head of hair. Like I'm like a little short, high and tight. Girlfriend is like packing. And I can't go any further without noticing, like, what do they say? Like you're going to go bald based on your mom's like dad, or like if it's has anything to do with mom, your kids are good. Cause girlfriend has got hair.
Oh, yeah. My mom's hair is like huge. Yeah, she was by the way, in the 80s.
She's got this. She's in the South. She's got her name Savannah. She's got the accent. I can just picture her husband walking around like, "Oh yeah, I married literal Southern belle. Look at her. Her name's Savannah, for God's sake." So I think that I'm on, you know, way over the West Coast. We have that good stuff. So, there you go. Now everyone who's on the podcast and can't see the lovely Savannah is up to speed on
my hair.
Yeah, the hair is a good start, and the four kids. And a husband that seems like a keeper. So you got the world.
He's awesome. Tail, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
So let's talk training employees to clean up to a standard.
certainly there's things like checklists and systems and processes and training and all that sort of stuff. And that is all fine. The problem is people put in like 90% of their focus there. And really that should be like 10 or 15% of the focus. So general mm-hmm. things like we check in any system is a fine system. So if you're like, we have a checklist that generally makes sense, fine. We make sure that we teach people to have them check each other's work. So one person mm-hmm. would, each team would check at least one other job every week. Could be more, but at least one. That's fine. You could do more, you could do less, you could check them yourself. So whatever system you have is a fine system. So literally make one up, write it down and call that your system, at least your crappy version 1.0 of a system. And then you can modify it as you go. So mm-hmm. I don't want to spend a lot of time on systems because really any system is going to be fine. The problem people get into is like, well, I have an employee manual and they signed it and that's what they're going to do. And by God, and then we're confused when they don't do it. And we're like, mm-hmm. but it was written down and they did it. It's like, well, there's a reason these guys and gals, you know, might be making $10, $12, $13 an hour, not splitting the atom. They're not, you know, this is, mm-hmm. that's just the reality. So we could try and convince them of our owner attitude, which is why I said I was going to do it. So of course I'm going to do it. And as an owner who makes a little, hopefully more than $12 or $13 an hour, that makes sense. As an employee, that may or may not. So systems and processes are fine, but if you have the wrong person, you know, I just took my 5-year-old to school and I promise you, I could make a checklist. I could have him sign something. I could bribe him with cookies. At the end of the day, his room's not going to be cleaned all that great. That's just mm-hmm. the way it's going to go, right? Mm-hmm. So I could get frustrated with him and let him get frustrated with me till the end of time, assuming he stayed 5, God forbid, for the rest of his life. And we wouldn't have any work. Or I could get the right person for the right job, right? Which is mm-hmm. at this point, my wife and I. When he's 10, that's going to be a different kettle fish. But at 5, he's just mm-hmm. not the right person for the job. So mm-hmm. what that looks like is core values. Most of us hire people based on our perception of their ability to clean. Oh, they've got a lot of experience. They're good. So that'll be good. Or they don't have any experience. So that's bad. I'm going to have to train them. The reality is this ain't splitting the atom. This ain't brain surgery. If it's my brain surgeon, I'm very interested in how many surgeries he's done and what his quality of work is. And I'm not, I don't want him like practicing on my brain. Mm-hmm. if it's my house and the guy or gal's not a felon and they're not like packing heat, they're not like high, I'm okay with them practice. It's fine. They'll sort it mm-hmm. out, right? So we got to move our shift from how good of a cleaner are you to how much of a core values fit are you? So I always use myself as an example. I would be a terrible cleaner, but if you hired me and I agreed to do it for you in the time that I cleaned, I'd be really good because my core values are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So I'd be fun, right? In sports, mm-hmm. they call it, oh, he's good in the locker room. He's good in the locker room. My team is better because he's around. That would be me. I'd be like, come on, guys, we got this. It's fun. Everyone would want to be on my team. That's a good thing. Even though I suck at cleaning. Be real. I tell the truth to the best of my ability. So I would tell you, mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of experience, but Savannah, if you know how to clean, you teach me how to clean, I'll do it exactly like you tell me. Mm-hmm. And because I'm real and that's a core value of mine, I would do that. I would also get sick of cleaning after about 2 weeks and go, girlfriend, I got to get my 2 weeks and I'll do a good job, but this isn't for me. Actually, I wouldn't even take the job, but you know, so I would be real. Have fun, be real, help out. So I'm always going to be like, hey man, it's not right for you to be working harder and me to be slacking. Like I'm going to do my job. And if I see you're falling behind, I'm going to help out. Right. And I want to help mm-hmm. out the company. I want to help myself out. I want to help out my partner who I'm cleaning with. And then certainly make money. I kind of get the idea. You pay me to clean. And if I do a crappy job cleaning, I probably won't make any money. If I do a good job mm-hmm. cleaning, I'll probably make more money. So because I'm a core values fit, even though I'm the worst cleaner in the world, believe it or not, you could hire me. I do fantastic. So if you mm-hmm. look for people based on the standards of your core values and making sure they're a match, you can train anyone to clean. But mm-hmm. if you don't think work's supposed to be fun, you're like, we come, we do a job and that's it. And, and I'm not saying that's you, of course, but
yeah, no, I understand.
We're never going to get along ever, no matter how good a cleaner, you're going to hate me and I hate you, but we just ain't going to get along. I'm not going to be a good uh-huh. team. So if you find someone that's got the right beliefs, you can teach anyone to clean. But if I've got a bad attitude, I'm the best cleaner in the world, but I'm like, I'm better than Savannah and I have my own thing and I'm not going to do it your way and your checklist sucks. And maybe I am the best cleaner in the world. Still going to be a terrible teammate. So mm-hmm. that makes sense in terms of if you have the wrong people, you can spend a lifetime trying to beat them into submission and be very frustrated. If you mm-hmm. have the right people, you can kind of just leave them be. And again, I'm not saying don't have a system, but I'm saying any system will do when you've got the right person. When you've got the wrong person, no system's going to make them the right person. Right?
That's all right. Yeah.
Questions, comments, rude remarks on that before we try and talk about moving to Florida?
Oh, no, that's perfect. Yeah. And we kind of learned that the hard way. When I got started, I hired close friends, something I didn't want to do, but I just did it so we could go to the beach and still have our houses be cleaned, you know, hired. And then we kind of, I learned from experience that I had to be come up when they, when I hired them, they had to see our handbook and understand who we were and what we wanted and our, you know, to stick with our, what's the word? I can't think, our policies and stuff. And so we definitely learned the hard way, but right now we have an awesome, awesome group of ladies helping us.
So let me give one quick feedback on that, 'cause we get that a lot about hiring friends, and then we'll talk about systematizing for moving. So people ask me, do you hire friends or whatever? How do you feel? And again, I go right back to the core value. So, I don't typically hire friends, but I would, that's not true. We had an enrollment coach as a friend of mine. So two things. One, most of the time we're hiring friends because we don't have a good hiring funnel. So the right answer is always have a hiring funnel that gives you enough strangers, so to speak, coming in that you can fully staff. That way, if you do want to hire a friend, it's not out of need. Like, just like you said, I wanted to not clean to go to the beach, so I'll hire anyone to let me go to the beach. Not a good deal. But if you're like, I have lots of people in my funnel coming in that are qualified, and I have a friend that's coming in, but I have more people with or without him or her, that's easier to kind of look at them in a more kind of sober judge, you know, like I get
for that. Sure. For sure.
Second thing is people are like, oh, what about friends? Or can you be, I love my people. Like, you know, Tracy, one of our mindset coaches, when we do events, she'll stay at my place, me and my wife, separate rooms. You know, she'll stay, you know, we all of them, all of our people, we the Suns went to the finals this year. I live in Arizona, I live in Phoenix sometimes. And, one of our clients and one of Jackson, or one of our traffic coaches, came and they stayed with me, and we went to the site. Like, so absolutely I'm friends with the people I do. And people are like, well, how do you do that? They'll take advantage. Or I tried that and it didn't work. Again, they have to understand clients, customers, or clients, employees, vendors, family, the core values go first. So if I'm super friendly with one of the team members and they start violating core values, they know I'll fire them, just like same with a friend. Right. But the cool thing is we share core values. So it's not like they have a different set of core values. Like, what the heck, man, that doesn't make any sense. When they're violating one of my core values or violating one of their core values. And I'm kind of like, hey, Savannah, you said you'd do this and you didn't. That's not being real. That's not who you are. And she's either going to go, F you, I don't want to live like that. And that's okay. We'll part friends. Or she's going to go, you know, you're right. I'm not a liar. That's not who I am. I'm sorry. Can I try and get better? So when you've got, again, when you've got the right people, you can be friendly with them and just let the core values kind of run the show, as opposed to, well, you're my friend, you're my whatever. And it's like, and it works on you too. Right. So like we had an instance where we have a team of people that kind of, we have a huge Facebook group and all this sort of stuff, and I can't possibly keep up with it. So we have a team of people do it, and they use my profile, so it looks like me. And Lindsay, one of our teams, like, hey, that's not really being real. Like you're having them pretend like, you know, they're not. And a lot of people do that. It's not because I'm trying to big time anyone. I just physically can't. There's a team like four ladies that do it. I couldn't possibly.
Yeah.
So we changed it to, they still use my profile, but right off the bat, they go, hey, I'm one of the staff here. So they let them know right off the bat. That's, do we make less money or can we help us? Maybe, but I don't care. It's a core values match. And even when I was outside of core values and my team member showed me, I'm like, yeah, duh. So
for sure.
All that said, this isn't saying you have to hire friends and family, but as long as the core values are in charge and they supersede the relationship, if you act outside of the core values and your friend who works with you can say, hey, Savannah, you told me we had fun here and this isn't super fun, or you told me we'd make money and I'm not, or as long as they can hold you accountable to that, you can hold them accountable. And if they're not in line with your core values, you can still part friends. Right. You don't, you don't have to be dead to me. I still love you, Savannah, but I'm all about making money and you don't really care about that. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means you should probably go work for a nonprofit. Like that's okay. Like it doesn't mean I'm a bad employer or you're a bad employee. We can still be friends. We're just going to part ways. And every friend I've had that we've worked and then didn't work generally has worked that way.
Help? And that helps so much. And I do want to say the girls that I hired that were my close friends were amazing. It was me. It was me not having a structure and me not telling them, not being clear with my expectations. So the girls, I mean, they're awesome. They clean great. Really sweet girls. And so I didn't want to throw them under the bus because they were awesome. I just didn't know how to be a boss or a manager. And so I had to learn that.
And it's not even I love your integrity of not wanting to throw them under the bus, but, and you didn't share their name. So you didn't, but it's more, I love that you owned it, right? Because if it's always, when people come to us for coaching, it's a lot of, you don't understand people in my area, they don't want to work, everything sucks, blah, 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 blah. Gives me a perfect example. I've been married to my bride for like 10 years now, but 15 years ago when I was dating, I lived in Scottsdale, which is a lot of money. And all my friends were like, nothing but gold diggers. All the girls out there are just, you know, whatever. And I'm like, I'm dating really nice ladies that are super sweet. we're dating in the same pool, right? It was just, I kind of owned, well, if you act a certain way, you're going to attract a certain lady. Mm-hmm. If you act a different way, you're going to attract a different lady. That's true. You owned, our people suck and they suck and everybody, well, maybe. Or mm-hmm. you're like, hey, the way I was leading, I got the followers I deserved, right? So yeah. I love that you yeah. own that. Because again, then you can fix it, right? A lot of those guys are still saying, I married an amazing woman, beautiful, not a gold digger in the least. Way too good for me. And some of them are still single bitching about, you know, nothing but gold diggers. I'm like, okay, that will be yeah. your story and you'll get that result. I'm just going to go ahead and be with my bride, who's an amazing human being. And at least couldn't be further from a gold digger.
Oh,
although she was, she'd have done good because we got some money.
Yeah.
Good job, baby. Proud of you. Yeah. Maybe she was. I don't know it, but it worked out for everybody. So God bless you, baby.
She saw your vision.
Yeah. She's like, I see what Zoska's going
on. Hey, she believed in you.
she made a good, I liked it. Well, we'll do when we've done podcasts with her, she can speak for herself and she thinks she made a good deal. I think she did. I know I did. That's for Doug, I'm sure. So anyway, everybody, are we cool? And again, this mostly for Clean Nation, but I just want you guys to know, when people say, should I hire friends or not hire friends? It's not really about that. It's just what Savannah said is, how do I lead my team? And if you lead mm-hmm. your team right, you can hire anyone, not anyone you want, but by being a good leader, you'll hire the right people. And some of those people may be your friends, and that's okay. It's just don't hire out of desperation. I know no one, so I'm going to hire you. Recipe for disaster. Or, mm-hmm. You know, it's about me and what I want, the business wants, and you have to feed me, or what you want, and I have to feed you. It's, we have this shared vision of values that we're going to play by. And we both want to be in an environment that we get to live those things, and I get to encourage you to live those values that are your values, and you get to encourage me to live those values that are my values. And if and when one of us doesn't follow those values, we'll just part friends. It'll be okay. So, mm-hmm. all right.
That makes sense. Perfect.
We've got like very little time, but I want to touch quickly as possible on moving to Florida. Again, I hate to say it because it sounds like I'm just giving the same answer, but it's true. And it's funny, by the way, one of the first things when we get clients that we teach them is core value, how to discover your core values, how to run your company with it. And I feel like they're more into the like, great, all that's fine, but how do I get a hiring funnel? How do I make the phone ring? And how do I get employees? And those are all important stuff. We teach that too, but they're more focused on that. And the higher level kind of client we get that's doing better, like the seven figure and up clients, they go right back to the core values. They see that that's where the freedom is. So I kind of want, we teach is the first thing, kind of like beginning, but it's really advanced. So if you're hearing a lot, it's because it will set you free. So same thing when it comes to hiring and leaving. If you've got perfect example, I leave all the time. I travel, my team's great. I could literally not show up for a month and everything would just go fine. Because we all believe the same thing. So if I had an employee handbook and I left for a month, I guarantee you something, more than one thing's going to come up that's not in that employee handbook. Second, if it did have everything, it would be a billion pages long and no one could find everything in there anyway. Third, even if they could find it, they're not going to do it on the spur of the moment. Fourth, if I'm asking them to do something that's outside of their nature, doesn't matter if it's in there anyway. If it's a lazy dude, he's a lazy dude or a gal. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't matter what my, so, but if it's a core values match, I literally can tell people, as long as you can look me in the eyeball and explain how you're having fun, making money, being real and helping out, not just you, but our clients and everyone involved was having fun, making money, being real and helping out, do anything you want. That's the entire owner's manual or employee handbook. Do anything you want and they'll never screw me. So they might go a little 1 or 2 degrees left and I might've gone a little 1 or 2 degrees right, but it's never going to be a catastrophic thing. Cause if they can't lie, cheat or steal, if they're being real, if everyone's having fun, everyone's making money and we're all helping each other out, it's impossible. Is if you follow those same rules, those are it, you know, just like God kind of started with the 10 commandments or, you know, and then like, just love God, love people. That's it. If you just do that, like, well, what about adultery? Well, if you love your husband and you're whoever's whatever, you probably won't be sleeping with people you're not married to, right? Or murderers.
Makes sense.
Yeah. If you love God, love people, it's all summed up. So those are God's core values. If you run your company with your core values and you only attract people that are going to have that, you can literally, and again, you have to have a basic set of systems, but when you've got like Lindsay, I love her to death. She creates a lot of systems. She just comes in and goes, this is a little chaotic. How can I make this everyone involved with this piece of our business, have fun, make money, be real and help out. And she'll write up a system and it'll be great because we share core values. So
yeah.
If you don't have the right core values, have all the systems you want. I shouldn't say if you don't have people that share your core values, you know, all the systems you want, you ain't going nowhere. If you've got a good team that shares your core values and a system to replenish that team when somebody leaves, you're good to go. So
awesome.
Obviously there's a little more to it about how do you do all that stuff. We can't cover it in 20 minutes. Questions, comments, or rude remarks before we call it a day?
I don't think so. I think that's so helpful.
All right, beautiful. Clean Nation, if you are like, I like this, I want more, talk to me. Where's Savannah? Where's Mike? I need to hear all about this crap. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We have hundreds of podcasts. The best place to start is there's a free on-demand masterclass that is probably the best 40 minutes of content we have. And that's saying a lot because we've got thousands of hours of content. There's a Facebook group of 15,000 people. Growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.